What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode one of Backpacking Scrubs, new channel, Gaming for Life HQ, and it's myself, Visual Face. Guys, introduce yourselves.
And it's Junky Junker.
And it's Slayer Boy.
Pop those Pringles.
Oh, no. And I'm Swamp.
Bastard.
All right, so we're going to be discussing a bunch of, you know, gaming topics on this podcast. Not only, mainly, most likely, the Call of Duty series because it's what most people play on YouTube. But there'll be other games. Everybody here plays different things. I, for example, play FIFA. And Pops, Swamps, and Slayer have been playing Xbox recently. Most of us own. Actually, only them three own both consoles. Me and Junkie only own the PS3, right?
Because we're rich.
Yes, you're rich. Like a boss.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think I've had my Xbox for nearly about 2 years now. I haven't really played much on it. Only really since the PlayStation went down, but I don't know, you get like this whole thing about what's the difference between PlayStation and Xbox. To be fair, the biggest difference for me is the controller. That's it. You do pay for obviously your online subscription, etc. But for me, there is no difference. I don't know whether Swamps or Pop agree with me or disagree with me.
I mean, after a while, I got used to the controller and it just felt natural then. And then, but I mean, when I went back to the actual PS3, it felt completely weird. You know, it was something foreign in my hand. You know, I don't know, a couple of hours, you just get used to it. I didn't have too much of an issue. I think the biggest issue was like the triggers, because they're back. The PS3, it's like R1 and L1.
Yeah, that was a real issue, especially playing Call of Duty 4. Do you remember the M16? Yeah. I get killed so many times.
Yeah.
Visual and Junky, right? It's just what happened is you'd be pressing it. If you don't press the trigger down fully, it stops firing. It doesn't fire, and you're standing there aiming at a guy, and you're like just looking at him. Yeah. Look at a kill cam, and he's like, guys, like, what are you doing?
I actually thought the first time that happened that the batteries had died in my controller and it stopped working. It was like, come on, fire.
I thought it was something put in place so you couldn't press it quick enough, you know. I couldn't work out what the issue was because I was actually pressing it all the way down, but Slayer said it was due to not pressing it all the way down.
I don't know. They're supposed to be really, like, pressure sensitive.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, if you pushed it down all the way, then obviously it's just going to think, oh, hang on, something not right here, and then it wouldn't fire. But no, it was just when you just pushed it a little bit, just stopped firing.
Yeah.
Actually, I did play Call of Duty before, like, a couple of years ago, when I had it, and I didn't notice it then. So I don't know whether it was when they introduced the new the trigger limiter. You know how quickly you can press it. Maybe that's what it is.
It was the rapid fire mod, weren't it? They brought it in for.
Yeah.
So it could have been due to that, but you know, obviously.
I never noticed it with any of the pistols or G3, but no. I haven't got a quick trigger finger, so not too sure.
Yeah, no, we've seen that before.
Have you? Now that you guys have been playing, you know, you've played Black Ops on PS3 and on Xbox, what are the major differences?
Really, none. Not really? None that I can really notice.
Yeah, I mean, you get some people say that connection's better on Xbox, but I actually found it worse, but that might be just down to my connection. I didn't find anything different, to be honest. Players were the same. Now and again, you get the odd one that stands out, but it's just mainly the PS3.
I just thought like the level of play, maybe because there's more people on the Xbox, but the level of players in terms of their quality of play is not as good as PlayStation.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of had a theory about this, and it kind of proved right at one point. The majority of the people that you actually kind of thought were half decent on the PS3. That you actually come up against and the ones that you find that kill you the most are the ones that use the fucking scrub gun. And
wait. What is the scrub gun for those that don't know?
For those that don't know, it's the AK Scrubbity 4U. Right. And yeah, when I'm playing on Xbox, and quite a few of the videos that I have posted up, you'll notice that I rarely die by an AK-74U.
Yeah, it's quite like dominated by the Famous on the Xbox. I didn't know.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, I kind of put it to that. It was like a lot of people on the PS3. A lot of the times that I die on the PS3, it's normally by an AK. It always seems to be, you know, the AK or an RXD. You know, my other favourite thing about
Yeah, but Swamps, the problem is they pick up your Scrubbity for you, yeah, and they kill you with it.
Well, you know, the only reason why I have one, it's because I've ran over by where your dead body is, and I picked up the one that you've been using.
Yeah, we've got that grip and rapid fire on it, JJ.
Sad.
I haven't bought that gun in 4 prestiges.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I really don't see, I mean, I don't say that there's like a ton of bad players on the Xbox. But I wouldn't necessarily say there's like a million of like really, really good players. There are some good players there, but I mean, I wouldn't really say that we came across a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, you know, I didn't play a lot of Black Ops.
No, nor me really, to give it a like a genuine, yeah, you know, compared to like playing Black Ops since it was released on the PS3 and then only playing it for like, you know, over a period of like 2 months on the Xbox. You know, I couldn't really make a fair assumption of, you know, a difference in gamers. But as for like, on a whole of like the experience and that like playability and stuff, there's not really a big issue or a big difference for me.
Yeah.
So that's just my, you know.
I mean, Visual, like, your gameplay or gameplay of Black Ops is kind of stopped. I mean, what was it that you didn't like about the Black Ops game or...?
Someone got an issue with their mic.
Somebody's breathing into it, yeah.
Yeah.
That may be Aaron.
No, it's not me.
So, what did I didn't like about it? Oh, so here's the thing. It's a lot.
We got all night.
Yeah.
How long is it going to be?
That's a podcast. As long as you want.
Actually, no, it's not that many things, but the things I don't like, it's just, they're game breaking. So one thing I don't like is the fact that the connection, you know, it says 4 bars, but it's not 4 bars. You can't empty like a clip on somebody's back, let them turn around and kill you, and you hit select and it says, oh, 4 bars. It's bullshit. No way in hell. That's one. Two, and it's a problem with Modern Warfare 2. I don't remember seeing it that much in Call of Duty 4. It's when you're near a corner or you're going by a building or you're going to try to run away like into a building.
Yeah, behind cover.
And they're still and they still kill you, but on the kill cam, you're way past that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like on the kill cam, it might show you like 3/4 of the way in the opposite corner to where you were running to. But on your screen, you were actually behind cover.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we still get that issue. And it is kind of annoying. And there's really nothing you can do, but...
Yeah, I had that today. I think Slayer mentioned it. I was actually prone. I think it was on radiation. I was in a doorway. And I got up and moved.
About average.
Yeah, I got up and actually moved.
Did you have Ghost on and a Claymore in front of you?
No. Yeah, I got up and moved way out from the doorway to the left, and I got killed. And on the kill cam, it showed me still laying down. And this This was on a 4-bar connection.
Yeah. I mean, the last time I played Black Ops was, I think Junkie was there, and it was some of the other guys from Prestige Gamers. And
yeah,
you remember that? Like we were playing against some guys from Texas.
Yeah,
that was fucking bullshit, man. Everybody on our team had 4 bars; they had 3. We couldn't kill anybody.
Should have played against them guys from Ohio. We played today. You'd have dropped them.
Yeah,
like
they were bad. And they were talking smack in the lobby, too. And, like nobody on their team was, like, within probably 8 kills of going even. They just sat there. And they're like, oh, you know, let's keep going. Even Sulu made a comment. He's like, are they dumb in Ohio? Like, are people just really that dumb? He's like, they're talking smack in the lobby. And they just get worse.
Also, the game doesn't look as good as Modern Warfare 2. It doesn't even look as good as Call of Duty 4. It doesn't sound as good as any of those games. The sound is like, all the guns sound very similar.
Yeah.
So those little things kind of affect me. Like, for me, like, it just kind of, it's like a shitty product.
I think the main issue is, like, I was playing World at War today as well, And it's just simple games, simple kill streaks, attachments, etc., etc. And they've built on from Call of Duty 4. And when you put all that into kind of one hosting game, it kind of somehow lags it out. So that's when all the issues started coming across. Like, if you think about it, from Modern Warfare 2 onwards, where the kill streaks come in and everything else started coming in, it just seems like hosting capabilities, like, it just seems so much different.
Yeah, I mean, the issue is as well, I mean, obviously for the host, with as much as what's going on now, having that lag compensation that seems to be a lot more of an issue on Black Ops now, you know, that kind of throws it up for me. I mean, if I get host and I, you know, it'll say, as Visual says, like with four bars, and I'm like running around, coming up against people with two, and they're like shooting me from nowhere, and I just can't even see how I'm dying.
Yeah,
and that's another big issue as well.
Yeah, that's why I don't like getting host on Black Ops.
Yeah,
it's a very big issue.
I don't like getting host. Period.
No, getting host for Call of Duty 4, it's fucking all night right here.
Yeah, Call of Duty 4.
After COD 4. Oof. COD 4, if you had host, you just ran the game.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of why it's become more, you know, the lag compensation has become more apparent as the Call of Duties have gone on. Like,
yeah, because
from
people become
fair too, and that, it's like, you know, obviously they must see it in, you know, they must watch videos of games being put up at like ridiculous scores and say, wow, look at the massive advantage he's got. And then, you know, oh, well, what can we do? We'll penalise him for having a really good internet connection. That's what we'll do. We'll fucking shaft him.
Yeah, it's kind of right, because, like, I've kind of forgot my train of thought now, but...
no pressure.
Yeah, it's just, Call of Duty, hosting on Call of Duty 4 is fine, even now. It never really was an issue. Maybe now and again, you know, if your connection got tired out, but everyone's kind of been made aware now of the hosting capabilities, and it has kind of got worse over the Call of Duties, and that's why no one wants to host anymore.
Yeah, I mean sorry, folks. Go.
It's like, if you look at the video you guys made, that M16 overpowered thing.
Yeah.
If you use an M16 on your host, they're dropping. You don't even have to hit them all with all three bullets. You can just hit them with, like, two bullets, and they're gone. They're dead.
Yeah.
That's not true because
normally.
I mean, I can always get host on PS3 if I want. My M16 is not a one burst. The only advantage I get over that is being host, so I get a little bit more time to get another couple of bursts in. But I mean, I don't find the M16 in one burst. I don't find it overpowered, like some people say, so...
No.
To be fair, I'd rather use a fully automatic anyway if I'm host. Like an M4 or an AK or something else, G36, anything. I don't think I'd really use an M16, if I was going to be honest.
I think it's only overpowered if somebody kills me with it. If I'm using it, it's not overpowered at all. I think it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you've died like three times by it, damn. Better go and put me an overpowered gun on.
Yeah, it kind of always seems the way, but it's just, I don't know, every game has another power gun, whether it be Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 2 with the UMP. That gun was absolutely ridiculous for an SMG, and the MP40, and you got the AK-74U, Famous. It doesn't matter what game you're going to, it's always going to be an overpowered gun or... gun.
Yeah, but is it really overpowered, or is it just that everybody just gets so used to and comfortable, or they see YouTube videos of people just like beasting on people with this gun, and they're just like, oh, I can go out and do that. So everybody tries to emulate that person, and it becomes quote unquote overpowered in your mind.
Well, I don't know, because I mean, there was a big issue with the AK-74U, and the issue of it being like so damaging over a massive range that you could like go up against somebody with a sniper rifle and they could drop you with the AK-74U. And
exactly.
And it was like an across map thing, and it was like there was no damage loss over range on the AK-74U, and then they tweaked it and said it was supposed to like limit the damage over range, and it'd be less effective in kind of like, you know, over, but it didn't. It just seemed to get, you know, it just seemed every tweak that they made to it, it made no difference. And of course, it just, everybody carried on using it. And you'll see it now, people. We had a game today. headquarters on Summit, the guy was level 17, first prestige. First gun he's got, he's level 17, and he's using an AK-74U with rapid fire. Why? There are plenty of other guns that you can get, and that will do just as good a job. But
well, that's what I was doing the other day. Like, you just gotta, like, people just see, like, you know, what, like, monkey see, monkey do. So if they see somebody that's, you know, getting a lot of kills and whatever gun they use, people always think that that's the best gun to use.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I had some decent games with the FAL, I had decent games with the Mac 11. Like, you just gotta get used to a gun. Like, I don't see the point in trying to use, you know, what everybody else uses. Why not try to use something else and you know, show that, you know, you actually have some skill.
That's the problem, that, you know, these guns like the Famous and the 74U, what they are is what you would call easy mode guns. They are easy to use and they're accessible to people who maybe aren't so good at the Call of Duty series. But whereas maybe, like, people who can use different guns, like, well, like, say, JJ, myself, Visual, whoever, can use, just go around, if you pick up a gun and kill people with it, regardless whether it ranges from an assault rifle to LMG, I always try and mix it up. Yeah, I do stick to the same guns, but I'll try and stick in the FAL, the M14, M60, SMGs, you know, because for me, I change it up, because it gets kind of boring kind of using the same gun over.
Yeah, I mean, it's even if you stay in the same class, like, it gets boring. Like, trying to play every game with an assault rifle, that gets boring as hell for me. So you just sit back and let the action come to you. Like, I mean, I like to rush, I like to run around, because it's boring if you just sit in one spot and try to, you know, camp for dogs like Slayer Boy. But, but no, like, I like using any type of gun, like, no matter what they are. Like, ever since, I would say, Modern Warfare, like, I was using, you know, MP5 or, you know, P90 or Uzi, and that was the only things that I used. I didn't start using the M4 until, like, the end of it, and then I just started using that a lot. But then you had the MP40 in World at War, and, well, that just ruined all SMGs for the rest of the life.
Really?
But,
was there an issue with that, then?
yeah, you could use it as a sniper rifle if you had steady aim and juggernaut on, but
yeah, I know.
Like, you wouldn't even need to put bandolier on that gun, because you just run around and all of a sudden you have 192 shots.
Yeah. You could run around and have MP40s, your primary and as your secondary within like 2 seconds of starting the game, because you just you just find them everywhere.
Yeah, I think the issue is go on.
I was gonna say, I preferred the Thompson. I like the Thompson and the Gewehr. I didn't really like the MP40.
The hit fire on that game was absolutely ridiculous. You could hit fire people halfway across the map. That was a joke. The MP40, I played a game today, all I did was hit fire on a TDM, on Asylum, I think it was. I went 34 on 5. You know.
No, I don't doubt it.
You know, it's
somebody
just,
had a video, one of those guys that had the high, that was like up on the kill streaks or on the kills leaderboard. He had a video where all he did was, it was juggernaut and steady aim with the MP40. He never aimed down sights, and he had like 75 kills or something like that in a domination game.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And it's just, but the problem is, maybe, is that because of the, say, these overpower guns are in the game, it's rendering the rest of the guns useless.
Yeah, I mean, nobody else is going to bother using the other guns.
Nah, you know, why should I go use a FAL or a G11 or whatever it is if I can kill someone quicker and easier with this gun?
With an AK-74U and rapid fire. I mean, you come up against those, a lot of people using those, and, like, close quarters, like, I mean, I could have a shotgun, I could have a stakeout or a spaz, and I'll still lose out against somebody with rapid fire and an AK-70. Now, that shouldn't be the case in close quarters. I've got a stake out. I don't want to be hitting them twice and they still kill me.
What would you guys do to improve the game? So let's say, you know, for the next game, Modern Warfare 3 comes out soon. Well, I don't know, soon, what, November? Something like that.
Get rid of that UMP. Yeah.
what would you like to see in the game?
Well, here's the funny thing. Okay, so, like, you're saying, like, well, here's what you'd like to see. I'd like to actually take things out of Modern Warfare 2. I would like to take out, because, I mean, if you think about it, like, you know, you had Modern Warfare, and then it was basically, you know, adding to make Modern Warfare 2. I think for Modern Warfare 3, I think you should do less is more.
I think you're right there. Yeah, you need to, like, go back to basics.
Get rid of the nuke. I mean, get rid of stacking kill streaks. Get rid of either tweak one man army or get rid of it altogether if you don't want to, you know, put forth the effort to actually learn how to, you know, code something. get rid of Commando. You can use Lightweight or whatever perk you want to use for no fall damage, because I actually like the fact that, you know, Commando had no fall damage, because I'm an idiot,
yeah,
and I fall off of everything. So if I'm in a gunfight and I have the perk that will allow me to fall down, you know, 40 feet and still live, I would like to have that advantage. I mean, it's not really good in Black Ops, because there's really nothing that you can fall down that kills you. I mean, all the falls in Black Ops, unless you actually fall off an edge, won't kill you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's really no point to having Lightweight Pro in that. And then, you know, tweak Marathon so you can't run forever. Just little things.
I think maybe, like, Scavenger is, like, a kind of an issue as well. As great as a perk it is, and I would run it, but it kind of...
No.
I mean, you know, if you think about it in the long run, it kind of takes you away from deviating from using different guns, because you can just keep... Because, like, in Call of Duty 4, you had to get used to different guns. If you're out of bullets, you had to pick up another gun. Had to. And that could be, if you were, say, pretty good at the game, you'd be constantly picking up guns. And that's how I got better at using different guns over the Call of Duty, just by picking up MP5s, P90s, whatever gun that I had on the floor. You know, it comes in leaps around about. Scavenger is a great perk in one sense, but you're kind of restricting the player from progressing or using different weapons, trying to be a bit versatile.
Yeah. I mean, if you get time, go into a combat training game, make sure you haven't got Scavenger on, and after each kill, you've got to pick up the gun.
Not using any infrared fucking sights.
Now, it's actually pretty fun not doing that. Because you get to pick up different types of guns, and because of the bots, they use some strange setups.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, as I'm saying, you get used to different guns, so you're not afraid to use different guns, you know. Yeah.
I don't think Scavenger's the reason behind people not using different guns.
But I reckon you should just replace it or bring it back to Bandolier rather than have Scavenger, because keep picking up, you know. Definitely have like an ammo sort of based perk. But I don't know, to keep scavenging something, as Modern Warfare 2 proved, it was a problem. It was constant noob tubes, it was constant this, especially one man army. It was an issue. As great as a perk as it was, it did become an issue. It was kind of worse than one man army.
I think the main issue with one man army was having danger close. As soon as you've got anything that like increases the explosive damage to like a massive level that you can't do anything against, then that was it. It kind of like just skyrocketed from there.
Yeah, and Danger Close Pro making your kill streaks like even more deadly. Yeah, I mean, those kill streaks were already ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like the chopper gunner, before it was tweaked, the chopper gunner, whenever you could get like, you know, sit on top of their spawn and the chopper wouldn't move for, you know, 35 seconds. With Danger Close Pro, like I remember like in the first like, you know, month or so of the game, I didn't even have Danger Close Pro on, but like I had a chopper gunner on Wasteland, and that's where I got my highest kill streak of 53. Like I literally just sat over top of their spawn and just held down R1.
Yeah,
it took no skill.
I thought Danger Close Pro actually only affected perks with explosive damage, like Predators and AC-130s. I didn't actually think it actually improved.
It made everything. Pavlos, it improved Pavlos, Harriers, everything.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I must have it wrong then. But I read somewhere only because people were confused whether it improved. Some people didn't notice the difference, like with chopper gunners and that, but only with like say Predators and AC-130s, you know, or you know with explosive type kill trees. I think there was only two of them anyway.
You had stealth bombers. You had
stealth bombers.
Air
strike,
Harrier.
You had the Harrier airstrike too. I mean,
yeah. So yeah. Well, yeah, but yeah, exactly. So there you go. But I was under the impression it didn't affect like chopper gunners and pay.
Yeah, but chopper gunner had splash damage.
Yeah,
so I don't know
in their explosive rounds.
Yeah,
that's what I. That's what I thought they were.
It would have been because you could actually get damaged by a chopper gunner even if it wasn't hitting you. You know, if the damage area was around by you, say if it was targeted on somebody else, you could still take damage from it.
Yeah, you never wanted to aim directly at the person, though. Chopper gunner. Never worked right.
Okay, what kill streaks would you like to see come back?
Come back?
AC-130.
Yeah, I like the AC-130. That was kind of cool.
I don't know. For me, it was a lot of stuff to the AC-130. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's the only kill streak I want.
I'd like to see the Pavlo.
I know what I want going.
The Chitty Chopper?
No, I want that fucking car gone.
Yeah. We don't need that stupid car.
It's, I don't know, it is kind of really cheap.
Yeah, it's just like the most ridiculous kill streak.
No COD game where you get two kills with Hardline should you get a fucking kill. Yeah.
It's just, I mean, the major issue for me is, like, I know I've died a lot of times by it, and yet it's just the people that use it think that they're actually doing some benefit for other people by maybe killing one person. Yeah, they used a UAV. Yeah, that Scottish guy that we had an issue with in headquarters. I mean, who uses an RCXD in headquarters? I mean, if you
can backpack some scrubs.
Yeah, I mean, like, why not just stick a UAV on? You know, you've got a chance of actually getting more kills with the UAV than you have with a car.
Benefits from a UAV. You're the only one who potentially benefits with a fucking RCXD.
Yeah.
And even then, if it's coming towards me and I've got flat jacket on, you ain't benefiting fuck all. Cause
that's what I'm saying.
It,
anyway.
It doesn't necessarily mean a kill either. You actually could get shot at and you get exploded.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got all your team lying down on the floor and he can't see it, he just keeps spinning around in circles, driving it.
Yeah. I mean, we had a couple today where we actually, I think the one was on Summit. I think, like, Pop and I were the only ones that were alive, and somebody was yelling at Pop to go hide in the corner.
Yeah, that was me.
I could hear it, yeah. Or maybe it wasn't something. Maybe it was Crisis.
No, it was on Crisis, yeah.
Yeah.
I can
hear it coming, and I'm just like, I know where it's coming from, so I can keep shooting over here, but if it gets any closer, I'm just going to go hide in the corner, and it's never going to find me. Like, people need to learn how to combat it, too. But
yeah, I could hear it, and I was trying to actually find it so I could shoot it.
Yeah.
Normally, if I hear one's in the area by me and I've got flat jacket on, I'll just run straight towards it just to try and get it out of the way so it won't kill anybody else.
They're not the easiest things to shoot either.
No, I mean, I have shot my fair few of them.
They're only easy on host because there's like lag compensations when you're not host. I found them extremely easy to shoot on host. That's my personal opinion.
I mean, I've took quite a few out.
If when your next time you notice that you are host, and there is one, well, whether it be now or whenever, you will find it easier to shoot one. It is a hell of a lot easier. Because where you're shooting at it, it may take you, say, about 2 or 3 seconds to shoot it. And where with your host, you can shoot it literally straight away. As soon as those bullets connect, when you see it, that's it. It's gone. And I've had no problems doing it when I was host. Not hosting. It's a real issue. Real issue. I mean, and that's where you get deaths from it.
What do you guys think about the maps? I mean, do you like, for example, you know, Modern Warfare 2 had they introduced the fact that, you know, the buildings with multiple levels. You like that?
I don't like it. Promotes camping.
No, make them flatter. Yeah, make them flatter. Less places to hide in corners.
Just promotes camping.
Yeah.
You're giving someone the advantage over someone else if they don't have it to begin with. You know, having higher level is an extreme advantage to a certain player, especially to good players as well.
I remember when they were introducing Modern Warfare 2 and Robert Bowling, or Infinity Ward put out that video on YouTube where the guy was on the cliff of Afghan, and he took out his what is that fucking thing called? Where you leave it right there and you spawn right back.
Tactical
insertion. I'm like, this is the worst idea I've ever heard of. This is stupid. It promotes camping. You get to a perch, you put your shit there, you die, you come right back so you can camp.
And then it became an issue where people just used it to cheat as well. So
yeah, but I mean, if they do the same type of system as Black Ops, you can eliminate that. Like, people actually did get, like, you know, a couple day bans or whatever from Black Ops for cheating and boosting. But
for some odd reason, like, Tac Insert, maybe because of Hacker Pro, but Tac Insert is not really as much of an issue as it was in Modern Warfare 2.
No, because you don't have people that are abusing it to just get, like, headshots like Gaz.
Or a nuke.
Yeah,
or a nuke, or a kill streak.
So they could have a little spinny emblem. Woo! Yeah.
I got my spinny emblem playing against TT Book.
I don't know about maps.
I mean, tac inserts are actually good for different games. I would have to say, Search and Destroy, they work very well. What you gotta do is you gotta get into their spawn and drop the tac insert, Search and Destroy, and you'll spawn with them, and then you can get an easy 6 kills. I mean, it's the best way to play. But, But no, I like Demolition, like, and people hate spawn trapping. Well, if you don't like spawn trapping, either rage quit or fucking get a party and do it to other people. Because if you don't like spawn trapping, you don't know how to play the game. Like, it's the easiest way to win, and yes, it's maybe it's not fair, but, you know, what is fair?
Giving
somebody an unfair advantage is shooting them in the back, or...
That is the best way to play the game. That is the only way to play the game.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to give these, I won't say bad players, but you don't want to give the less fortunate players, we'll say that, that sounds good, less fortunate players an advantage just because, you know, the other team plays like a team.
Yeah,
Attack Insert works with that. Like, you can get back to the spot where you're covering very quickly.
It was said somewhere over YouTube, like, about spawn traps and stuff like that. It takes an incredible amount of fails and tries and stuff like that to get spawn trap and work. And, like, people just think they can just randomly go and do it, but it can take extreme practice. And just to get it right and et cetera, et cetera. And to know the spawns, to know where... You know, it's not as easy as people seem to think it is. Once, obviously, people know, then, yeah, of course it is. But a lot of fails go into just learning the spawn, the traps, etc., etc.
That's the thing. People only see the end product of, like, the spawn trapping videos. They don't see all the issues of, like, where you've actually figured out where the spawns are. And yet some people might say, well, that's a bit wrong if you're going to... That's all you're going into a video game to do is, like, learn where the spawns are and...
What, is that half the game?
People in it. And yet you think, well, no, if I want to learn where the spawns are, I'll learn where the spawns are.
Half the game or half to knowing to win the game is knowing the spawn. If you know where the enemy is going to spawn, you half won the game. Because you have such an advantage. Yeah. Go on.
The only issue for me is sometimes I do find it, you know, and I know a few others do find it boring. At times, like, you know, spawn trapping, but I think that's probably because, I mean, we have done it and that, you know, we've done it against a lot of people. I mean, fair enough, if you're going to get upset and call us wankers or anything, because we've done that, then, you know, boo-hoo, you know, there's a tissue, go and fuck off. You know, that's all I can say. You know, it's not our fault that we take time to learn things and you just... come in with your stupid RCXD and want to go beep. You know, that's not our fault. But I do find it does get a little bit boring after a while.
At the end of the day, you can't kind of scrutinise or criticise people to how they want to play a game, whether you want to play by spawn trapping, use an RCXD car or use Ghost.
I'm going to criticise somebody for using that, and then people are going to criticise us for spawn trapping.
So it's a video game. Leaps and roundabouts, so it's just, you know, what goes in for one obviously must go for the other, so you don't mind about it anyway. So
I mean, I've only been playing the Call of Duty series. I've only really been playing Call of Duty 4, and when I play, it's most likely in a party of at least 3 to 4 people, and we still spawn trap. It doesn't get boring at all for me. This game's been out, what, 3-4 years now? I still enjoy it.
I think the spawn trap on Call of Duty 4 isn't quite as terrible as it is on Black Ops. You mean, you look up spawn trap in Black Ops to Call of Duty 4 visual, and there's a major difference. And it is kind of, I will say, kind of ridiculous in Black Ops a bit more than, say, Call of Duty 4. Call of Duty 4 is different because you sort of move from spawn point to spawn point across the map. That's what it is. You're running from one spawn point to the other. In Black Ops, you're there, you're in one corner, and you can literally watch them after one after the other spawn directly in front of you. And I can see where they say that's a bit ridiculous. I can understand that concept of it, because the spawn system from Treyarch or Infinity Ward, who created it, should be kind of different. As soon as they are in that spawn, you should spawn outside of there. You know, there should be no reason why you should see someone spawn directly in front of you. It is not fair.
Are you talking about Domination or Demolition, though?
No. Well, Demolition.
That's a demo one.
That's what I'm saying. Demolition for Black Ops. But even if it was Domination, and you, as soon as you go into the spawn pop, they're behind you on the C flag or the A flag. That's what I'm trying to say.
This is Black Ops.
As soon as you go into the spawn, the spawn should change up, but it doesn't.
What, in Domination on Black Ops?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Domination has changed.
No, Domination. Not on domination on, like, that's what I'm saying. It's, because obviously there's no demolition in Call of Duty 4, it's kind of hard to make that comparison. But domination on COD 4 and to demolition on, that's what I'm saying. As soon as you go into spawn on demolition on Black Ops, like, the spawn should change. It should go, just like as it does in domination.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because, like, I saw the video where that guy's tack inserting behind them on Havana.
Right behind them, yeah.
Yeah,
Havana was the worst.
If they're in their spawn, then it should flip, but obviously that's an issue with the coding on Treyarch side or wherever for Black Ops, you know. But I know on a game of domination and wherever on Black Ops, if you push too far into, like, where they say if they've got C flag or whatever, if somebody pushes in too far, then they will kind of randomly spawn elsewhere. You know, yeah. They don't have one set spawn point. But,
yeah, I mean,
and then you hear for fuck's sake, I got shot in my back by either Pop, Swamps, Flair, and then you just hear me laughing because I just ran into the spawn.
God damn it, I got shot in my ass, and that'll be what you say.
Yeah,
but I'm a lot louder than you guys. You guys are quiet.
So the only way you'd have to see it is actually if the demolition sort of game mode was in Call of Duty 4, but regardless if it was, the spawn, as soon as you go into the spawn should flip. Easy as that. It's just as simple as that.
You remember, like, playing COD 4 with, like, Bog. Bog, you had the same spawn points where, like, literally, if you had an M40, you could go, like, 75 and 1 or whatever.
Yeah, but just, it's like, not
snipe spawn points.
Yeah, it's not controlled, though. There's no exact pinpoint as where they spawn. Yeah, the general direction is known, but where exactly where they'd spawn, you don't
know. They only had certain spawn points.
But you couldn't stand.
Well, did that in World at War, too.
Yeah,
Treyarch did that for War, like on Dome, a few other ones where you could literally just watch the guy spawn in front of you and knife him.
You couldn't do that. How many times did you see a guy spawn in front of you in Call of Duty 4?
Call of Duty 4?
Yeah.
Probably a few times.
Compared to Black Ops.
I mean, I've only seen it on shipments.
There's a horse of a different color.
That's what I'm saying. It comes in leaps and roundabouts, you know, it's kind of...
But also, it's also different game modes that they spawn in front of me. Like, I mean, like you're saying, with Demolition, that's a completely different game mode with completely different spawn points. They just fucked up Havana, so everybody saw that. I mean, I guess they don't see the summit ones that where you can literally sit in front of people and they spawn and you can keep shooting them.
Or firing range.
Yeah, firing range, radiation, there's a bunch of them. Hanoi, but... Yeah, the different game modes, like, domination just plays differently. Like, if you dominate a team, you start spawning all over the map like, you force them to spawn all over the map.
Or maybe is it a question to remove demolition itself?
No, it's a good game.
I mean, if you think Modern Warfare 2, you could do that too. I mean, they didn't spawn directly in front of you, but.
They did on Favela.
I think on Favela, you've seen that. On Favela, I've seen that. You literally just hold down the trigger and it spawn one after the other, after the other, after the other. I've actually seen it. I think if you search it, Favela was probably one of the worst videos for spawn trapping, like, exactly like Havana on Black Ops.
By Abe Don.
Yep, by Abe Don at the top of the street, yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but I got a lot of kills in that map, so I'm not going to complain about it.
Yeah, no, mate, I got my highest kill streak on Favela.
I think
mine was Wasteland.
Mine was Wasteland as well, AC-130, I think.
Yeah, mine was Wasteland with a chopper gunner against Renegade Maverick, and he just literally kept spawning and spinning circles.
So, don't know.
Kind of like whenever I joined Hatred's game and... 360
no scope. Talk about, like, kill streaks and etc. Is it perks you like returned or any maybe new perk setups or?
I would like to see Ghost returned. I love that perk.
Fuck off.
Actually, okay. I'd like to see
the
Blackbird moved over. I'd like to see the Blackbird in Modern Warfare 3.
I would like to see that.
I would like to see the Blackbird.
Well, you're obviously not going to call it a Blackbird since that's been retired. But anyway.
I think Flat Jacket needs to roll over as well. Definitely.
What are you talking about? You had what was it called? The one where you had to hit R2 and it came down like a shutter
shield?
From a camera?
Shield?
Oh, Blast Shield.
Blast Shield, yeah. What are you talking about? That thing was beast. I'd go up to behind people and take pictures of them and then get the final kill cam.
See, because Blast Shield was kind of like, it was like Flak Jacket and Tactical Mask. Pro rolled into one, because like you could put blast shield on, you could survive explosions, and I think was it flash grenades?
It was one of those.
Yeah. That was quite cool. Having the ability to survive explosions and stupid crap grenades.
Yeah, then you have like C4 and a riot shield, and you just pop out and
yeah,
throw it
out. Yeah, scavenger on as well.
Yeah. And you double tap square.
Yeah, give for multi kills.
Yeah. Multi kill.
Yeah, it was fun.
Or like, you know, you have the search and destroy games where Swamps is in a dark corner with a fucking throwing knife, getting flashbanged, and
with a riot shield and people posting messages in the chat box, giving six man clutch, yeah, and then I fail on the first.
Yeah, then you got like, I think you got Pop next to him with a silencer with a sat nav on the side of his gun and everything.
Yeah, Slammer in the corner with his claymore in front of him.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Cold-blooded.
Alright.
Pitchel face.
Sorry, you have Gaz and who else? Marlin with their quad tubes off the spawn.
What's up, Pop?
Yeah, how long you actually played Black Ops then? Is that like 6 hours?
I played it. So here's the thing. It's a funny story actually. I wasn't even gonna buy it. Like I was gonna wait at least 2 to 3 weeks to hear what people had to say about it and then buy it. But I think like a month before it actually came out, I was playing a lot of Call of Duty 4, and I was really getting back into it. And I started, like, a friend of mine was like, man, you got to get it. You got to get it the release day. I'm getting it release day. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. So anyway, I ended up buying it, like, standing on a line at 11:30 at night at a GameStop around here. Yeah, no, actually, it was a surprising amount of people. It was a lot of people on the line. So I buy the game. I played it release day, like, for, like, let's say 3 or 4 hours. And the game was amazing. I loved it. And I was like, this shit is amazing. But then, like, I guess more people started playing it, and I don't know if it was server capacity. I don't know. Something happened to the game within a 2 to 3 week span that it just I couldn't stand it.
People discovered Discovery for you.
Discovery for you. No, it wasn't that. It was more the connection stuff. Like, it really annoys me, like, to have – for them to show me, you know, a certain connection, and it just – it's not that. Like, for me, that's game-breaking.
Yeah, like whenever PSN came back online, obviously everybody knows about, you know, that fun shit. Well, you were on, I guess, first, you and Jay Loco and whoever else was in New York. So whenever I got on, there was only like 45 or 50,000 people playing Black Ops. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and there's a couple people that I was talking to online. They all hopped on, we got a good game in. But the hit detection was unbelievable. Like you put 2 bullets or 3 bullets into somebody, they were dropping. I mean, it was amazing how nice it was, but there's only 40,000 or 50,000 people online. Now when you have 500,000, I put a full clip into somebody, they laugh at you, turn around and shoot you.
Yeah. I mean, the release day, I was playing it with a buddy, and we would, like, after every match, you know that little interactive map it had at the bottom of the screen? Like with the...
Yeah, the lights.
Yeah, you would see more lights. You would see more people playing it. And, but whatever, release day was fine. But I guess, you know, 3 weeks into the game, the shit just fucking, I don't know, stopped working for me. I don't know. I thought it was everything from my internet connection, from everything. Like, maybe my PS3 was old. I don't know. I didn't know what it was, overheating. I don't know. I ended up going to his house, and he has, like, Fios.
My PS3 was old.
And he has, like, a Fios connection. And he has, like, a Fios connection. And, like, Fios is pretty much the best connection you can get. Well, you know, into your home anyway. Yeah. And,
See,
and it was the same shit.
I don't know how the setup over here is kind of different, but all your Fios over there straight to your home, or do you have, like...
Yeah, you get fiber optics to your house. Yeah, you get fiber optics.
Nah, because they haven't quite phased that in over in the UK, and it's like... like, ours is, like, say, to a cabinet, and then from the cabinet it's copper wire. And there's only certain places in the UK you can actually get fiber optics to your house. And so, like, there is a major...
Major difference. You get the drop. You drop so much from going from fiber optic to copper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
did anybody see Google's speed test?
No.
Speaking of connection, Google out in California?
No.
Like, their home office? Download 593, upload 247, megabits per second.
Wow.
Could you imagine playing Black Ops on that? You wouldn't even get touched.
Well,
I don't
know.
Yeah. I mean,
you host.
Actually, talking about, I was watching it today, well, just a bit off topic from Call of Duty, but the new Battlefield. I don't know what everyone else has seen on it or whatever, but or what's going around, do you lot reckon it'll be a COD killer, or do you reckon just be another flyby? It'll be popular for about another couple of months and then it'll just, Call of Duty will return.
When does it come out?
It comes out...
Same day, right? No?
I think, yeah, 8th of November?
Yeah.
I think it's same day,
They put it out either same day or around there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it'll keep talking. I'll probably play it. I don't know if I'd buy it. I mean, if they release a demo on the PSN, I'd obviously give it a shot. But I don't think I'd buy it. I'm gonna get Modern Warfare 3, but I'm gonna wait on it. I'm not gonna buy it release thing, hopefully.
You're gonna wait for actually this time around.
Somebody's mic.
Somebody's mic is really shitting the shitter here.
Is it mine?
I think so. Yeah.
Ooh, what was that?
Oh, maybe him.
It was Slayer.
Alright, bit of a feedback.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll give it a shot if it's on PSN. But I've heard people like the Battlefield series. My issue with it is it's the movement. It's like, it's not smooth. I understand they want to make something different, but the movement for me is kind of an issue.
That is. Never.
Mic is still a bit bad, Slayer. Yeah.
Fix your shit, Slayer.
I might change my mind. Literally change.
Now you sound like Demo Ergata, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, with Battlefield, I had the same issue, but I got to play Battlefield 2 with Swamps quite a bit, and after a while, you just kind of get used to it. It felt good after a while.
Hey, why you gotta leave me out? I played with you too, Pop. Jeez.
I didn't even remember the good players, you see.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Let's go. Come on, get it all out. Come on.
I mean, you kind of had the same movement feel on Medal of Honor as well, the way that the players would move as well, so it kind of, like, threw you in good stead.
Mm.
Yeah, I know a lot of people do have issues with the way that the characters move in Battlefield and like Medal of Honor and so on, you know, that they don't feel kind of as smooth as what they would do in Call of Duty.
But I reckon if they smoothened it up even just a little bit, it would be a lot better.
But I mean, you do have the hardcore Battlefield fans that love the way that it feels and love the way that it plays.
But I'll be honest, I mean, games don't sell because of hardcore fans, they sell because of the average gamer. Like, the average gamer is the guy who buys Modern Warfare, Black Ops, and plays it on the weekend split screen with his buddy.
That's not real. I wouldn't really classify it being the average gamer that buys.
I mean,
Black Ops is like the best selling video game ever. That wasn't all because of hardcore gamers.
No, because that's the best thing about the Call of Duty series is that it's
new cake friendly.
Exactly. It's appealable to everyone. And everyone can play the game, so
that's why you have to backpack kids.
It's a good thing, and it's a bad thing because obviously they got you got to understand it from Activision's point of view. They got to appeal to the wider audience and stuff like that, so they kind of make it user friendly for kind of everyone. But then this is where maybe say your hardcore gamers get kind of maybe upset or however you want to put it, where your average gamer or your below average gamer just looks just as good as, say, someone who's really good at the game, you know.
So you look as good as me?
Oh, yeah. With my claymore in front of me, yeah, and goes pro.
Boss.
Like a boss.
No, like, they have to make it easily accessible to everybody, but you can make things like the MLG playlist, the bare bones playlist, like those types of things, like they need to keep those in there for people who don't want to deal with all the absolute bullshit that goes on in regular MP.
Yeah.
Like, I did like going into bare bones. I like the 3-5-7 kill streaks. Like, those games do appeal to me because, like, I mean, I mainly got my start on console gaming with COD 4, and that's all I needed was 3-5-7, you know, drop some airstrikes on shipment and hide in the corner waiting for your chopper to come out because everybody else has theirs.
But
Switch to your secondary and just hit the button.
Yeah, switch to your secondary and keep hitting right on the D-pad. But, like, I mean, you gotta make it, you know, for both people because, yeah, you have people that, you know, just play on weekends. You have people that play, you know, whenever they get home from work. But then you also have people that, you know, love to play the game and don't want to deal with the, you know, the crutches, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of the real... Well, it is an issue, but... You know, but then there's just nothing you can do about it. Because I suppose we all just started as just your kind of evening gamer or your weekend gamer, and then maybe you start to play a bit more, and that's kind of thing how it goes.
Yeah, whenever you get like a group of people that you start playing with, like I guess mine was like I got my PS3 when I was in college, so like a lot of people that I knew in college had PS3s, and we just started playing together, and like in COD 4, like I played mostly by myself because like we'd always be on at different times, or they'd come over to like my apartment, and we'd just, you know, trade off controllers, and you know, you just take turns on who you're playing with. But once you finally get like a group of people that you play with,
yeah,
like that
makes you want to.
I start playing a lot more.
Yeah,
like even when PSN was down, like we started talking on Skype, and you know, you do actually, you know, develop friendships with people that you never meet. And you just game with.
Yeah, that's hard to explain to people in real life, too. Like, what? You know him over the internet. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
he's a rapist. He's 47, and he asked for me to send nudes.
Yeah, only on a weekend.
Yeah.
About murdering people when the PSN down.
Yeah, you explain to people, like, oh, yeah, I'm talking to my friend or whatever. Like, you're just like, who? Yeah, I know him from playing video games. Okay.
Yeah, get that weird look like, oh, sure, buddy, whatever.
But, yeah. I don't know, some people do that, some people don't. Like, I play with people that I know in real life. Like, I play with a couple people that I went to school with still. Play with, you know, family members. Play with, you know, people I play old man softball with. And a game with them as much as possible, but they have family, kids, like that kind of stuff, so you know, they're obviously not on a lot.
Right.
But then I game with, you know, people like Swamps and have to backpack them. It's just no fun.
Of course you do.
Okay, get back to Modern Warfare 3. Do you think the stopping power is needed to come back?
Definitely.
To kind of balance it out, because if there's something like, I don't know what it was in Modern Warfare 2, camouflage, was it? I don't know what.
No, cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded. That's it. I'm thinking.
But that's what I'm saying. They took. I mean, I can understand why they took it out. Like, you know, stopping power, overuse perk. Yeah, but all it's going to do is change from one overuse perk to another. Like ghost is overused. That's it.
But it's because it's in the. Yeah. Isn't it in the same slot stopping power would be in, right?
Ghost isn't. No.
Well, there is this Ghost is on first tier, so it'd be like a scavenger.
Previous Call of Duties, it was in the same.
It was the same tier, yeah.
Oh, okay, alright, that's what I was going
to say. Yeah, you're right, yeah. But in this one, it wouldn't be, it'd be a second one. But it definitely needs to return. It's,
Well, if it doesn't return, something needs to be added to, you know, balance it out so that you're losing something valuable.
Yeah,
because
I think
I find at the moment that the game can be slowed down quite a bit if there's quite a few ghost players on the other team.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know. I just feel like you know, it gets so slow and so boring.
You mean slow as in sick of hearing off, you know, got shot in the back by ghost, got stabbed in the back by ghost.
God damn, look at him sitting in the corner with his ghost on. Wow, how good is he? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, because you spend your half your time looking for people and actually killing people. That's what it is. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got, say, four ghost players on the other team, they're spending most of their time trying to flank round, and we're not finding them. So the game is so slow.
We're running in a complete circle. We're running around trying to find them, and they're kind of like running behind us, trying to catch up with us, and it's just like one big vicious circle. And it is kind of boring.
Yeah.
You do find it dull.
Thing is, ghosting a game mode such as TDM, I can see the point of having it. But ghosting, say, you know, an objective
domination.
Game like domination, they've got ghost on and they're staying away from the flags. You know, I don't know, but.
And the other thing about a lot of people that I see using ghost, it's like, you'll get killed by somebody with ghost, and yet they're not using a silenced weapon, and you think, why are you using ghost?
As soon as you fire that gun
and you've killed someone, say me, there's bound to be a team member close by who spotted that on the radar, which, you know, majority of people that we all game together and stuff, we actually do read the radars. So we kind of, you know what's going on. You know, that little big thing in the corner or whatever. You know,
that
Randy's failed to watch. But yeah, I mean, I just can't grasp why somebody would buy the perk ghost and then silence gun.
Unless this is going to sound really stupid. Unless people actually think, oh yeah, I must not come up on the radar, not knowing that they actually do when they shoot.
People
that are like 15th prestige that do that shit. I mean, if you're 15th and you have 22 days playtime and you haven't figured that shit out, just quit the game.
Stop playing
Big Planet.
Yeah, it's just, it really defeats the objects, and there's no point. It really isn't. There's nothing. The only time I'll put ghost or ghost on is if I'm taking kill streaks down. That's it. If I'm taking stuff down.
Yeah.
It's not too often either, so it's not. That's the only really time I use it for. Take down, like, choppers, chopper gunners, or whatever it is. UAVs, counters. That's really my main use for it, because it just makes things. It makes taking down kill streaks a whole lot easier, especially with Ghost Pro.
Yeah. But, I mean, as far as kill streaks, I don't want back, just to reiterate, care packages need to go.
I'd say the fact people can get
dogs or chopper gunners or whatever else for getting 5 kills.
I think what they need to do is they kind of maybe need to kind of change it up, like what they did in Black Ops, like have like a death machine and stuff like that. They're not overpowered and stuff like that. You can kill people with them, and it's a bit easier. Have something like fun in them rather than let people have easy access to chopper gunners and dogs and stuff like that.
I got no problem with the care package. I think it just should be, you know, changed to include something like not a powerful kill streak. So
yeah, exactly.
What are you going to get from it?
Clown.
You might get a UAV, you'll get ammo, you'll get maybe ammo for your whole team, something like that.
I think maybe they just need to kind of lower the kill streaks.
Just take the high kill streaks out, like say from 7 to 11 out, then that, you know, just leave it as that. So all you can get is the lower kill streaks.
Yeah, because those things could be game-changing. Like, if you actually have somebody that's good and gets a care package that, like, say, like, they have, like, a gunship or a chopper gunner or whatever, or an AC-130, you can actually change, like, the entire outcome of the game just by a care package.
From that.
I actually have a video of a Modern Warfare 2 match where I fucking start out terrible, but I get 4 kill streaks. I get 4 kills, I get a care package, and the game's over.
Yeah, like, TDM. You can win a TDM with a chopper gunner.
Yeah.
I'd like to see kill streaks like I suppose Medal of Honor, where you can like give your team flat check
as you said, give your team ammo, give your team this, you know, team kill streaks maybe. Yeah,
no,
you're right.
Fuck that. I don't want to give you guys anything.
that would be kind of an interesting touch. Maybe team kill streaks, maybe something they maybe should look into.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't mind. Well, because
think about it. You have the most selfish people play COD.
Yeah, but then encourages people to play like in a team way.
Yeah,
you know, you don't.
Yeah, but
if you
give them an option to go team or themselves, they're going themselves.
They're gonna go for themselves, but after a while, you realize like, you know, how many games am I winning? How many games? Yeah, how many times am I winning with or without a team?
Yeah, but you look at the majority of people that do play COD. I mean, a lot of them don't seem to care about getting a win.
No, they don't. No, they just play the game for the sake of it, and that's how they want to play.
Not always for the sake of it. It's always for like a kill to death ratio.
I mean, maybe if there is team kill streaks, that if you use them, you get a bigger percentage XP.
Bonus.
I know there's one thing I'd like to see removed, and that's just general stats. I'm just not a big fan of stats. It does kind of promote
that will never happen.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of promotes people to camp and stuff like, you know.
Absolutely, but why?
But I just don't see the point, because I mean, how can you get any enjoyment?
I think
sitting in a fucking corner.
The only stat I think should be there is the win loss.
Yeah, stuff that's like the win loss and maybe your accuracy and stuff like that. I'd just be happy to just get rid of them all.
Do you know what I was actually reading today? I don't know whether you have a lot on it, but you know the point system, in Black Ops, like, you know, purchasing guns, your comp point system. It's been talked about it coming back into Modern Warfare 3, kind of point system. It's kind of a love-hate thing. Personally, I don't mind it. I mean, the only issue I had with it really was just really the gold camo. It was kind of, for me, it was just a cheap way to get gold camo. Like in COD 4, if you earned that camo, it felt rewarding. There's nothing rewarding about getting 50,000 comp points and buying it.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, there is. I had to get the 14th prestige to do it.
once you're 14th prestige, your journey's, or 15th prestige, your journey's over. There's nothing, you can just play the game and you get comp points, but you have to use guns.
You don't have to prestige though, do you, on COD 4 to get a gold gun?
No, but you still had to use guns that you weren't comfortable with or you didn't like, so you branched out. You know, it kind of forces you to use different guns, and it's...
But, I mean, you saying that, like, it kind of forces you. I mean, like, because of, like, prestiging on blobs, all I do, as soon as I prestige, is I buy what I want, and then that's it. Mm. I don't use COD points for anything else.
And don't be surprised. Yeah, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they introduce some type of, like, virtual currency, like what they do for...
I think that's going to be on the cards.
We spoke about this before, like, another one, but it wasn't recorded, where they do, you know, you spend five real dollars currency, and you get a certain amount of COD points. And then you just go crazy buying whatever you want.
Yeah, that
wouldn't surprise me at all if they did something like that.
But
as long as there's no advantage to what you're buying, like if it's just something that I can unlock later, I don't have an issue if somebody else can buy it earlier than me. But my gun still works the same as your gun. You still have to beat me in a gunfight.
Buy a high kill streak though, and they get that high kill streak. Yeah.
Well, if I can unlock it myself, then I still don't have an issue with it.
Yeah,
like,
but
as long as I can eventually get it. No, you come against people when you're level 1 and, you know, they're level 50 on Black Ops and you can still own them. I mean, it all comes down to your personal skill. If they have a high kill streak and they suck, they're never going to pull it out.
Well, yeah, there is that.
If there's one thing you'll always learn about the Call of Duty series is that they always try and keep things fair, like in terms of like guns and levels. Like most of the good guns in all the Call of Duty, if you'll notice, are unlocked at low levels. Like for example, Call of Duty 4 was the AK and, say, the M16, say, for example. And Black Ops, it's, say, the FAMAS and the 74U, say, for example, in the easy mode guns. So that kind of coming into question is... I don't think they'll do that. Kind of like...
Warfare 2, what would you say the easy guns were? I mean, I thought all of them were kind of easy, but...
ACR was pretty easy.
ACR, yeah. UMP.
You got that around 30. It was like the ACR. You didn't get that till later. SCAR you got earlier than the ACR.
The UMP.
I think the most balanced gun for me in Modern Warfare 2 was probably the TAR. No, silenced or unsilenced, it was just the greatest gun. It was. It really was.
F2000.
Oh, new tube.
Well, no, because I wouldn't use a new tube on the F2000. I never did. I never used it. I actually like using the F2000 as it was.
You know what's funny though, Swamps? I think out of, you know, the several hundred games that we play together, I don't think you ever used the F2000.
What, Modern Warfare 2? I used to use it all the time.
I don't remember ever seeing
it. I used to use it a load with a one-man army. Just, obviously, because of the fire rate that it had. It had a really high fire rate. Obviously, if you could keep the recoil under control. It was a really good gun.
It was basically an M4, that gun, but it was just a bit of recoil. That's what I compare it to.
Yeah, as long as you controlled the recoil, it was a really good gun to use. Mm. But obviously, I mean, the thing was, with Modern Warfare 2, there was just that many guns, you know, you had so much choice. So, I mean, like, you know, you could just, like, you know, you'd use a gun for so long, and then you get completely bored with it, and then you move on to somewhere else, and then somewhere else, and somewhere else. And
then you get the puke camos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that they kind of needs to change up. I think maybe put more better camos in the Call of Duty series.
But I definitely do like headshots for camos. I do not like buying camos.
No,
I don't give a fuck what they look like. I'd rather earn it than buy it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely share that same sentiment. It definitely needs to be earned and not bought, because there's nothing. I mean, if you think about it, there's how much, what is rewarding out of Black Ops in terms of what you earn? Everything you get in there is all bought. And that's just playing through the gameplay. It's just playing through it, you know?
Yeah, anybody can get any type of camo if they play long enough.
Yep.
Has anyone seen these images of the weapons in Modern Warfare 3?
Yeah.
The MP apparently is making a glorious return.
What?
Yeah, the MP5. It looks very close to Modern Warfare 1.
Yeah.
Wait, they're going to go back to the original MP5? Now they're going to like an old... Oh, jeez. They're going to fuck this game up already.
Well, I don't know.
I like the original MP5.
Yes, but the original MP5 in Modern Warfare is no longer in service anymore.
Oh, but I mean, if you want to get that technical about it.
Yeah, but I mean, people do care about that kind of shit. You want to use guns that are actual guns still.
Well, see, we actually don't know the setting of this game.
Yeah, it's future. It follows Modern Warfare 2.
Cool. I mean, you say that, but yeah, they have, like, the MP44 in Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare,
but you know, it's always a cat. They always throw in guns that may not be in service anymore. Now, am I right in thinking that the FAMAS didn't come out in the period that Black Ops was set? Wasn't it just, you know, maybe a concept gun at the time? Yeah, that's still... was still included, so you know, it's not saying that, I mean, obviously it's a video game, it doesn't have to be correct or totally accurate for whatever period or time it's been set in.
That actually looks legit. That's the newer version. Yeah, that's the newest version of the MP5. All right,
look at the AK-47.
I mean, you look at the stock and so on. I'm not too...
Oh, it's a New York City thing? You see the fourth picture, Attack on New York City, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3?
Yeah, because nobody likes people who live in New York City. They're all assholes.
Everybody's jealous.
47.
You're just jealous.
M4.
When Modern Warfare 2 was coming out, they were showing like the screenshots or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, 402 was like, those will or will not be included in the game. One of the pictures was from Mount Washington in Pittsburgh. I was like, ooh, we get to blow up Pittsburgh. I was all excited about it. Like, I was actually talking about that earlier. Like, I think it would be pretty cool, like, if you're in those cities, to actually see, like, a video game, you know, running through your streets, kind of.
Yeah.
As long as they don't do just, like, the main points. Like, if they go to, like, Times Square, like, everybody's seen Times Square on TV. It's nothing new there. But if you go down like into the Bronx, or you go into Queens, or you go somewhere else, you know, where, you know, you've never seen before or have rarely seen, like, I think it'll be a lot better than if you just go to like the big name areas, like, and even in London, like if you go into like, you know, Westminster Abbey, you know, London Bridge, whatever else, like, I'd like to actually go inside Chelsea Stadium and shoot, you know, well, you aren't going to go there, but just blow shit up in like some random area of London.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Thanks for that, JJ. You know.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I mean, there's not... Go on, carry on.
No, I just like to go see, like, I think it'd be cool to see different parts of cities, you know, in video games. You know, rather than just, like, the major areas that everybody knows from movies and whatnot.
Yeah, but if they're gonna blow up, like, so apparently it's like an attack on New York City, they're gonna attack, you know, Times Square, they're not gonna attack the Bronx.
Why not?
It's already under attack. It's under attack every fucking day.
Like, this is the people you got to worry about, not the people in Times Square. What kind of resistance are you going to get in Times Square? Unless it's on, you know, New Year's Eve and you're trying to get a better spot, you're never going to get any resistance.
Yeah, you're going to have JJ coming out of the Bronx. He's like, so he's got strapped with an M4. Like, yep, here we go, lads.
I'm not in the Bronx. I will never live in New York City. I like going to New York City, but I will never live there.
I have got a question to ask. Are you guys expecting much from the single player in Modern Warfare 3? Because, I mean, since COD 4, yeah, obviously, I mean, you know, the games that come out, you know, basically, it's supposed to be single player focused. Obviously, you know, with the COD series, it's the multiplayer that kind of gets all the headlines and that. And my opinion of like of the storyline from COD 4, it just generally seems to have got worse and worse and worse. It's almost as if they're not really concerned with how the single player is. It kind of like gets to a point where it's like, all right, we'll focus as much on the modern the multiplayer as we can, and we'll just throw like a substandard single player in there.
I want to think much of the single player because I did enjoy Call of Duty 4 of the single player, but you just, yeah, as you said, you know their kind of main focus is going to be on the multiplayer, so the single player and kind of gets lost, lost in transition. So I don't know. It's I don't know. I hope it's really good. I hope they have, like, you know, the missions are good for it. You know, hopefully the AC-130 mission thing always returns like it always does. yeah, I don't know. There is other storylines probably this year of games that will probably preside over, let's say, Call of Duty 4, like maybe Uncharted 3 or something like that. But we all know that it's gonna be a multiplayer based game. We all know that.
I don't really so on Call of Duty 4 I played the single player. Modern Warfare 2 I played the single player. That wasn't very good. And on Black Ops I played part of it. It just got boring. So no, I mean, I don't really look forward to the single player in general. My whole thing is really the multiplayer.
I'd like to see how they wrap the story up. If they go to Modern Warfare 4, I swear to God, I'm driving to Activision and slapping some people around, because this story has been dragged out so fucking long, where people are dead or not dead, or, you know, captured or not captured. Or you dropped so many nukes on the fucking Earth, just end the goddamn battle.
Yeah. See what goes, really. You can only hope, really.
Yeah. Like, and please, for the love of God, have another impossible sniping mission like you did in COD 4. That was probably my most fun mission.
All gillied up?
Yeah. All gillied up was fun. Well, I liked the one right after that, too, where you take the shot and then you have to escape. That was one of my favorite, like, we were talking about that the other day. Like, it was one of the hardest missions, but it was one of my favorite missions because it actually was difficult.
Actually, do you remember playing it on Veteran? You had to take him out, and, like, on Veteran, it was different. The bullet actually curved. You had to get it right. And that was the hardest part, doing that bit on Veteran. You had to snipe him, and it's just like...
Bullet, but that was bullshit, too. I hit him right in the head.
Like, yeah, and the bullet would just go round his head. It would curve round his head, like, seriously.
Yeah, he's fucking dead. I ended it in Modern Warfare.
Yeah. It was kind of...
But, I mean, as far as the storyline, like I said, it's getting to be to the point where it's played out.
Tedious playing it. Feel that it's a chore to play the single player and to try and enjoy it.
I think maybe if, like, what it is, that because the multiplayer has taken over, they've lost the single player, but if you think about it, maybe the single player had got more results, let's say, for example, more than multiplayer, then maybe they would have focused on the single player more.
Well, this is the issue. I mean, when you buy the games, if you have any issues with, like, kind of like, see, you know, like the multiplayer and that, they can always kind of reference it. Well, the multiplayer's like something that we give you for nothing, and that we have really no control over how it works. And, you know, when everybody kept saying that the multiplayer was broken and stuff, and they go, well, you know, you're getting it for free, you just have to make do with what you've got. And they say the main focus is the single player. That's essentially what you're buying.
Not true anymore.
Well, it doesn't seem to be the case anymore. It seems to be what you're buying is a multiplayer game, yet they're just churning out a shitty free single player with it.
Exactly.
Especially because they're making their money off the multiplayer. These map packs basically are for the multiplayer. There's nothing, nothing gets added to single player.
If you think about
why don't they just do what SOCOM did and then just not give you any single player? Because I think that's all people would rather be happy with.
I think if you think about it, how many first-person shooter games, or maybe just games in general, have a long single player? Have a long base single player? And you could probably...
Uncharted?
That's not first-person.
Yeah, I didn't hear you say first person, but yeah. Whatever.
But
I wasn't listening. I'm watching TV. You guys can keep talking.
I suppose you're right. Like, yeah, Uncharted, but it's just probably for me the most probably interesting storyline of the last year or so is probably Uncharted. No, it was you had the length, you had the interesting storyline, and et cetera, et cetera. But all these new games like Homefront, like you could complete it in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And Medal of Honor, you could do that in a day.
Well, you got the single player with Medal of Honor. It wasn't, really long. But then you had all the extra things that you did, like when you did it as a tier one, you know, doing it in the set times. And obviously, yeah. If you got three quarters of the way into the mission and you died, that was it. You had to start from the beginning.
Yeah, it
was more of a challenge.
I do think the single player gaming is kind of getting lost, and it's kind of a shame because that's what we did play the games for. Like before we went to online, we played them for the storyline.
Did anybody have the original COD?
No, I have for
the original
PC.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, I got it for PC.
Yeah, and you know the mission where you're hauled up in that little house in Russia or whatever, and the Germans are advancing on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only reason why I can remember it is because it was one of the hardest missions ever to complete on Veteran, because you had to hold it down for so long, and they just kept coming in. But, like, I want a mission that is very difficult. Like, Favela was probably the hardest mission whenever you're going on the rooftops of Favela in Modern Warfare 2. Mm-hmm. World at War, every mission was basically impossible if you stopped moving. the nade spam. Black Ops, there was no hard mission. Not one.
Nah.
Not one where I almost had to play, like I had to play like five or six times before I finally beat it. Like there was not one where, you know, if I died more than once, you know, I like being frustrated with games. Like frustrated with the difficulty, I guess. But like there's nothing where like you have to like sit there and like, you know, when you finish that mission, you're like, oh my God, thank you. I finally beat this thing. There's nothing like that now. Like they gotta put some sort of, you know, difficulty, and don't make it where you throw, you know, grenades like John Elway and they land right at my lap. That is bullshit, but make it actually difficult. But
you know they have no idea who John Elway is, right?
Yeah,
well, I'm going to guess it's some kind of like person who throws stuff.
It's a hand egg player.
Was he in World at War and he used to chuck grenades at me when I was playing?
Yeah, that's what he did.
But I think I mean, I see Pop plays a lot of games as well, and I don't know what Pop's take on it is. I mean, what would you say, Pop? Would you like? I don't know. What's anyone's take? Is it? Would you like? Would you like? Would you like? Say, for example.
Spit it out, jeez.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't. I literally cannot. Literally. Would you just?
Go on,
buy the game?
Go on, Junkie. Say it. You know you want to. Go on.
Literally.
Sorry, carry on, Slayer.
You headed down to the chippy chop.
would you mind buying a game literally separately for a single player or a multiplayer? Would you do that if they split it?
No. If they split the COD series to one or the other, no. I would not buy two games, because I'd like the single player and I will beat it, but I'll never buy two games of.
Now, if they do something where, like, you know, the single player is like, you know, $50 or $60 and the multiplayer is like 10, I might do that. But if they price them the same, I'm not doing that.
You're
going to buy the multiplayer.
Did anyone see the. On Black Ops, they got the, like, information bar that scrolls different bits of information.
Yeah.
Anyone see the message that says that multiplayer is free?
Yeah.
No.
So, there's a little message that scrolls. I don't know when it was. It was a good few months ago, and it says that. I can't remember the exact message, but it said.
Oh, I know why. Wasn't that to do with the. Because the coding for the Xbox and the PlayStation, they're copy and pasted basically now. What it was is that they coded it, and one weekend it was free for the Xbox.
Something.
No, it's one of their update things.
This was something different. It was just a message in the scroller saying that I can't make exact message, but it said multiplayer is free. So you're paying. I don't know how much you guys paid over there, but £40,
£60,
£50, and you're just playing for a single player game, really.
See, and that's kind of like my reference to, like, you know, how they focus more on multiplayer now than they do on single player, and yet that message came up about multiplayer being free.
I mean,
they reserve the right. If you read their, you know, the back of the games and that, they reserve the right to pull multiplayer you know, gaming whenever they see fit.
And yeah, because they own the servers.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, it's not just that. It's effectively they can take the right for you, you know, away from you to play multiplayer. They can just pull it without, you know, there's nothing that anybody can do about it. And that's kind of what I was trying to get across, is the fact that you're primarily buying a single player game only, and they throw in the multiplayer for free.
But then, therefore, if you're buying the game for a single player, then the money should be in the single player. And
we could sit and kind of debate this on end,
but it's just a fact of the matter is, like, you know, and we all know that isn't going to change. All the games that are going to release now because of Call of Duty are going to kind of primarily focus on multiplayer.
I don't know if that's necessarily Call of Duty, but
the money's in the multiplayer. The money's not in single player.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think you know, Call of Duty 4 kind of pulled that out, and that's how it is now. I have no complaints about online gaming or games being just for online gaming, but it will get to a point where it might get to a point where there won't. The single player games might be just phased out, and it'll be just multiplayer gaming.
But I disagree that it was Call of Duty. I think it was well before. Like, you have Counter Strike, you have everything that was done on PC.
You're talking about the biggest scale, though. Like, you know,
but you couldn't. But on those multiplayer. But okay, but when you bought Counter, but when you buy Counter Strike, when you buy Source, when you buy the edition of Half Life, whatever it was. That was it. You bought the game and you were done. You didn't have to buy anything else. Like, there was no additional income for the companies. Now with these games, there's map packs. For the Call of Duty series, there's map packs. For example, Just Cause 2, you could buy like 99 cent additional weapons. There's a lot of things you could buy extra. For example, the FIFA series, which is what I'm playing now, you can spend real money on packs of a series called Ultimate Team, and you can spend like real money on players. So, I mean, that's where they're getting their money from.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, multiplayer gaming, the money was back there even with Counter-Strike. I mean, that's what people got, like, you know, addicted to. At least that's where I got addicted. And I know a lot of people that I was friends with got addicted then. And, like, console gaming, like, once they figured out that console gaming could do something extremely similar to that, and get the same type of addiction and open it up to more people. Because, I mean, how many people have the money to upgrade their PC every year or every 6 months? I mean, it's just an expensive venture. And, you know, once consoles figured out that they could tap that market, and, you know, the people producing the games figured out, okay, well, we have, you know, this audience that we can basically draw infinite amounts of cash, they just figured out new ways for doing it. Because if you think about it, like COD 4, you had one map pack. That was it. And then World at War, you had three. Like, all of a sudden, you know, you have all these map packs going out. And, you know, they're figuring out, okay, we can keep pulling more and more money. We sell a game for $60 for quote-unquote single player. Well, we can sell three map packs for $10 a piece, and there's 30 more.
Yeah, but how many people bought the World at War map packs for the multiplayer maps? Because I didn't.
Nobody.
No,
I
did.
Zombies.
Yeah, that was it.
I did.
It wasn't for the multiplayer maps. It was for zombie map. That was it.
Yeah. I think that's the same issue, or same thing with Black Ops. A lot of people, if you just go on the official Call of Duty Black Ops site, people just buy it for the zombie maps.
Mm.
There are a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, out of all the Call of Duty series, this is one of the newest map pack that's released on the Xbox. I don't actually particularly like it. I don't like the maps that they've created for it. I just, none of the maps really draw me in. You know, there's always that one or two maps that you go, yeah, no, I like this map, definitely. But none. Convoy, Hotel,
Zoo. What about the first map pack for Black Ops? I didn't like any of those maps either.
I remember the maps now. What is it? Discovery.
Stadium.
Stadium.
Stadium, Kowloon.
Kowloon and... But as I was saying, I mean, my favorite one out of that is Stadium.
I don't even like Stadium. Like, no. you have people that just camp in the most ridiculous corners, and it just fucking pisses me off.
But the play is a bit more open than, say, what? But you compare that to Kowloon.
Kowloon's terrible.
Yeah,
that's one of the worst maps ever invented.
At least Stadium is a fast gameplay kind of map. It is fast gameplay, definitely.
Depending upon who's playing, it's fast gameplay. But like you said, even with four ghosts, you could have a slow ass game on that.
But there is, but you know, there's only main traffic in certain areas, and that's either on that left hand side. But every map has a high traffic area. But like you know, try and compare like Hotel to say Kowloon. If you had to choose, which one would you pick?
Oh my god, Hotel!
I've never played Hotel.
Not hotel. Stadium, sorry.
Stadium to Kowloon.
Stadium. Yeah.
If I had to choose, I would choose Stadium, but that's only for the sheer level difference. Like, there's not too many different levels that you can be on, and there's not many corners in Stadium that you can really hide in. But you can still slow the game. I remember the first time I played on Stadium, like the score limit wasn't even reached. The time limit was reached, but the score limit wasn't.
But you got to remember that. That's just people getting used to the maps as well.
Yeah, but if you're getting used to the maps, don't you think it'd be easier to move?
Yeah, but that's the weird thing. That's not how maybe, say, some people think. They'll go, I'll slowly make my way around the map, where maybe it's me and you will literally shove on marathon lightweight and get killed like a noob 10 times in a row, you know? Just learn the map.
If I want to get used to a map or learn something, I'll go into fucking...
private match and just...
match, or now that you have the bots, you just go into a bot game and throw on the SR-71 and check the spawn points out, like, and you just learn how to play the map.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to do it offline. If you want to camp in a corner, you know, do it on your own time, not mine.
Do it in your own time.
It's fucking annoying. Like, I hate... Even today, like, we were playing headquarters, and people are camping in random corners on the opposite side of the map with the headquarters. It's like, what are you doing? Like, you come into a headquarters game to sit in a corner? Like, no, I come into a headquarters game to run around like an idiot and, you know, dolphin dive into the headquarters and try to get the 400 points before everybody else or whatever. You know, like, I just don't get what the point – like, what's the satisfaction of killing somebody who walks past you?
I have no idea, but I was walking. I think it was in Hanoi.
Slayer, don't lie. That's what you do.
I was walking down behind the backside, but where Hanoi is on the whichever way the map. Anyway, and there was this guy next to this box. He was sitting in a corner, crouched down, and his silencer was hanging outside the wall. I was thinking, but you could see his silencer kind of waving up and down, like waiting for someone to go past. Like, mate, I could see. Like, he's just sitting there, a random corner. It's just like, your character can kind of move and run around the map. It might be, you know, it might be adventurous just to move around the map.
It's the left thumbstick. If you can see only use me face or what's his name? Ask a capper. Ask a capper. That's what he calls himself. He does camp a little bit, but you know, he's playing with his face. But like move. You see him move. He even knows how to use the left analog stick. I mean, everybody should be able to figure it out.
Those corners campers, their L3 buttons must be absolutely fresh, like unused.
That's probably why they don't move. They can't actually move the thumbstick. It must be lodged in place.
It's just stiff.
Well, then they need to get a controller like I had, you know, back on Modern Warfare, where I could literally not touch it and it moves for me. Where it is lodged in place.
That was probably sliding across the floor.
Yeah. But talk about controllers, actually. I actually bought that Black Ops controller. I thought, you know, let me buy this and see what this is. And it is the worst thing. It says in the description, lag free. Yeah, it says lag free because it's used to build this wireless technology, etc. But I'd move the controller and it'd probably respond about 10 seconds later.
There you go, lag free.
That is lag free.
It's just like
you gotta play the lag.
It's just ridiculous. It's just like,
well, it kind of compensates for the amount of lag that you get in the game.
Yeah, you gotta do the double leg, like with Krusty and Visual Face the penalty kicks.
Yeah.
You hit circle and it's fucking 4 seconds later it actually stops.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Pop, like, you know, you're really quiet over there. We'd like to hear some of your thoughts.
Pop fell asleep.
No, I'm here. I'm just reading about lag compensation here. I just found a really, really good post with lots of information.
Wait.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, really. And it's even got responses from JD2020.
Oh, really?
Yeah, response from JD2020 means much as, you know, me talking about French wine. He probably knows much about French wine.
He actually does go into detail, actually. And,
no, he doesn't go into detail. Somebody else told him what to write.
Oh,
that
yeah,
guy
definitely,
is
yeah. One of the developers would have probably sent him the response.
Yeah, one of the devs, yeah.
And he just, like, posts it. But,
I mean, I guess that is his job. I mean, like, I had a similar type position whenever I was working, where you actually don't know the answer and you actually get an engineer to tell you what the answer is. But, I mean, this guy pretends that he knows what he's talking about and is just way off. And that's what frustrates me.
But yeah, this lag conversation, I actually experienced this today with Slayer. We're playing Nuketown 24/7. And for some strange reason, I had one bar. I think Slayer might have been on a 3 or 4. And I had no problems killing people. They just couldn't kill me.
That was lag
compensation. I had great hit detection on a 2. Obviously, it was delayed death, but...
Literally, you know. If you play that playlist...
Literally?
Literally, now. If you play that, like, Nuketown playlist 24/7, your best friend on that map is a grenade. Whether you're either cooking one or being actually killed by one. That's all it is. It's just grenades. It's ridiculous. It's like shipment. I know, it's just... I didn't even have, a flat jacket class to put on. I had flat jacket pros. I could have done a couple of throwbacks, but nothing. It was just, I kept constantly, maybe Pop got away with it because he was so laggy, he couldn't die by nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it was, I just had no issues. I think I finished 68 and 12 on a one bar connection.
Wow. That's why I say I don't mind playing on UK connections, like, I have no issue with it because, like I said to Swamps earlier, like, it's like 9 times out of 10, you will get the lag compensation, that other time you'll just get owned.
Yeah.
But, well, you deal with that one time to get, you know, beast scores on a UK connection.
Well, I think next time I play, I'm going to experiment by saturating my connection. So I'm going to, download a torrent and see what happens on a 4-bar connection.
Well, apparently that's what people
that's
do.
Yeah, in theory, that should... You know, being
I think I even read somewhere the best way, the best thing to play zombies is wireless. Takes longer for you to go down. Because obviously, like I say, lag compensation, the connection's not consistent as it would be if it's wired. But probably same for online, but.
Zombies are shit though.
Yeah.
I mean, the lag compensation, what it comes down to, in the end, is ping. And, I mean, wireless, you're not going to get, I don't know, much difference between wired. It depends on how far you are away.
That's what I'm saying. I'm quite far away from my router if I'm wireless, so...
I mean, it's a router.
It's a router.
It's the same as a router.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here in the U.S., we call it a router.
A router.
You guys, are you sure that you speak English in England?
So yeah, but isn't a router?
You just kind of learned to hack it up.
Yeah, but isn't a router over there one of those things for carpentry?
A woodworking. Yeah, I said this the other day. I explained this to Junky Junker about.
And I'm Swamps.
Yes, I am.
But yeah, it seems that lag is your friend on Black Ops.
It my fucking friend.
I mean.
That's my enemy on Black Ops.
I mean, playing
it's your
on
friend
that.
If it's working for you, but if the other person's lagging, that's when you're screwed. Like, if you're lagging, then you don't ever notice it, and you're like, oh, I'm just beasting these kids. And when it's the other way around, and you're getting worked, you're like, oh, that guy's lagging. But you never know if it's actually you until you see your connection.
I like how Junkie, long. Like, you know, he beasts kids. It's every time you hear Junkie beasting, he just beasts kids. And then,
it's the 12-year-old little boys that are screaming in the lobby, like, oh, blah, 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 we'll see you in the next lobby. And then, you know, 20 seconds into the match, they're already gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's just where, like, you've spawned, you've got your China Lake, and you're around, you're like, yeah, cross map, woo.
Yeah, that's because you're boss. I saw you at the China Lake today. I did.
I had it earlier, but I don't know. I forgot about the detonation time. It's like, it will not detonate.
Yeah, you're like, you're shooting it off and it's just not working.
Because I shot and it was like, everyone, did you see this? Like, yeah, it just literally, it flew through the air and it just went,
Seriously. Go, chicken, go.
But no, yeah, you're like, saying that.
I never notice when you lag, but you always notice when somebody else does it. You always love a game whenever you do well, and you hate it when you don't.
Yeah, because Pop, you had that game where you had one bar, and yet you couldn't die. Yeah, I had a game yesterday where I only had one bar, and yet I just die as soon as somebody.
But you're not any good.
No. Yeah. But we're going on about the lag compensation and what.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
One bar, I was like, oh, great. In theory, I should, like, be God.
Yeah.
It should be God mode, and yeah, like, the first person I ran up to, he just, like, lunged at me, and I died, and it was like, really?
That's what I'm saying. Just not any good.
Yeah. Top every game near enough.
Yeah, top every game my ass.
Well, you check the fucking file share.
I will check the fucking file share.
Yeah, you want to.
I don't feel like it really... Actually, I did do 5 games where you were involved, and I think I'm top all 5 games.
Nah. Is that the 5 games I weren't in?
No, I said you were involved in all of them. Listen, clean your ears out.
Mm. Okay, fair enough. If you say so. Right then.
Okay. I think maybe we should do, because kind of... You can't really kind of chop this down either, but... any final thoughts then, lads?
Yeah. Strawberry blondes do have fun.
Final thoughts is Black Ops is poo. It will remain to be poo.
I mean, I think that's Sulu's, Sulu's number. Black Ops is poo.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck
up Modern Warfare 3.
It's not a bad game. But it's not a brilliant game, but,
it's playable for me. It's playable.
With a decent host, with a decent host and a full party, then, it's all right.
Yeah. I guess with a full party, you'll have more fun. Yeah, it'll be a little more entertaining. People can talk to each other and shit, but when you play...
They can stat pad.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's what all MLG
players do.
Actually, saying that, I'm looking forward to the competitive playlist when it comes.
Mm.
I'm not sure if we'll get in that.
Yeah, we will.
In a month.
The issue is that because of PSN being down, that no patches
was approved.
Yeah, nothing's been approved. So I heard that Sony are 3 weeks behind on stuff like that. So
yeah, they got to approve a whole bunch of patches still and.
So God knows when we'll get the map pack.
Yeah, because I was on the site today and like PC again at first, and they're normally the last ones to get it. So it will be maybe nearly end of June, maybe July before we get it.
But
even then, that still gives us a few months to get some batches.
Pwn noobs.
Well, yeah.
Pwn some noobs.
And see whether it's something that they can actually bring it into Modern Warfare 3 as well.
Are any of you actually going to get the map pack? Because I know that 3 of us have got it on Xbox.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't seem worth it. It's one of the map packs I haven't really thoroughly enjoyed. Really hasn't.
I mean,
I didn't buy, obviously, the map pack, the most recent one for Black Ops. But I got to read more about the competitive playlist, see what's actually in it and what it does. But that sounds kind of interesting, because it sounds like more of like... the type of thing I'm into. Like, I'm not into competitive gaming, but it sounds like something where people are not going to camp their ass off.
I played it a bit on the Xbox. It's near enough MLG rules. So certain perks are disabled, certain attachments, and it's 4 versus 4, and it's a mixture of game types: capture the flags, search and destroy, and domination. It's limited to certain maps as well. I can't remember the maps. Summit, Fire and Range, Havana and Hanoi. And the good thing about it is you'll go into a game and you know that your team is actually trying to win. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now and again, you will get the odd person that comes in the game and actually thinks they're MLG and try and snipe. You know, they actually, I mean, you do get some good players. But yeah, you will come up against that actual clans, but sometimes they're not that great. But everyone in the game is there to win, so which I like. And there's no kill streaks, no ghost. You know, it's kind of enjoyable. It makes a difference because I think with the bare bones, you still can get ghost, can't you?
It's just
Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah. Black Ops.
Black Ops. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, it's kind of annoying. You can't get away from it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should probably wrap this up.
All
right, guys. Well, episode 1 of Backpacking Scrubs. Hope you enjoyed it. Check out the channel, Gaming for Life HQ, on YouTube, and we'll see you next time.
All right.
Thanks for coming out, Swamps.
Oh, you're very welcome.